part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We got to go. The president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Well, 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 thank you so much. Didn't expect that rounding joust of applause there. Sounds just like it did last week, though, funny enough. Odd how that works. Anyway, he's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. Welcome to Saturday. And you're finally going to let us in on what you meant a couple of weeks ago when the camera was rolling and you weren't aware of it. And you said, you know about that Justin and Selena thing. At the start of the show a few weeks ago. Remember, Ivan didn't tell us, and the camera started, and you were like, you know about that Justin and Selena thing?
Yeah, now I remember.
And then you wouldn't tell us. So we're going to talk about it an hour or two tonight. He's finally going to spill his guts.
And with a greater reason, apparently, to talk about Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez.
Just to give you a little tiny peek at what we're going to talk about. They used to be people that wore these purity rings, chastity or whatever you want to call them. I don't know. It's
purity ring.
We'll Wait Until Marriage by Josh McDowell or True Love Waits or Virgin Till Wedding Night or whatever they call those rings. That's what they were wearing.
Sure.
And they've gone missing. The rings have gone missing.
Yeah. Not just by these kids either.
No, but on these two kids, because they made a big deal about wearing them,
right.
They've gone missing.
And he's 16.
And she's what?
18. She's 2 years his senior.
Justin, don't go for the older woman. Dump the older woman. Go for the younger, like, get older and then go for the younger. It worked really well in my situation.
Well,
younger.
I'd like to talk about that.
Yeah. What's interesting, you sent me this link. I don't know if you saw at the bottom of the page on that link.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I have linked to our show prep at TheBingeThinker.com if you want to look at it for yourself. They did a poll. And the poll of the readers of this gossip rag that you found this story on.
Yep.
And I got to get you reading better periodicals, for one thing, Stevens. You know, you need to do more than...
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Need to have better sources than the National Enquirer and Us Weekly. But anyway, they did a poll of their scabby readership, and the readers of this gossip stuff all the time, 70% believe that these kids are hot and heavy. And the question you asked on the phone today was just so profound. It's like, they're way too young. Regardless of your moral whatevers and all the rest of it, these kids do not know what they're doing at that age.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's hour two. It's going to be very interesting. I hope you'll stick around. The Jelena Bimez controversy. Like that? See, I was playing a little pop culture quiz on you there. You'll figure it out.
No, I won't.
Jelena, Justin, Selena, Jelena, Bimez.
That's good,
see,
buddy.
See, like that? Maybe your buddy Paris Hilton can use that for
you gotta
something.
You got to stop reading all that stuff that...
allows
you to figure that out.
Jelena Bimez. Anyway, in hour one, did you know that Charlie Rangel he's gotten all preacher on us? Have you ever heard my Charlie Rangel?
No.
Cholesterol levels. The noni helps to cleanse the body's toxins. The goji helps to reduce blood glucose and destroy cancer cells. The wolfberry helps to promote healthy eyesight and prevent macular degeneration. The pomegranate known to fight cancer and aging. And the popular resveratrol, which helps to prevent cell damage. Minerals from over 40 plant sources, sea vegetation, all of your essential amino acids, all of your essential fatty acids, over 20 homeostatic probiotics helping to restore your intestinal and colon health and all of your digestive...
That's what we're going to talk about in our...
Sounds like
in my rent control apartments.
Sounds like Mr. Rangel needs to see a doctor.
He always does. I'd never like
How many packs a day do you have to smoke to sound like that?
Not only a psychiatrist.
Well, no, so he's out there saying, what would Jesus do about the debt limit? And Governor Huckabee, he was, you know, our homie, Governor Huckabee, was on Fox and Friends this morning, and they asked him about that. Because, you know, it's really cool. I love the fact that Governor does this. He's a former preacher. Mm-hmm. Former pastor. He was an important guy in the Southern Baptist world, too. I don't know, president of the convention or way up there somewhere. He wasn't a president, but he did something important once in there. And now he's a commentator, and he weighs in on news of the world around us. But they always go to him on the God stuff and on the Bible stuff. And they're always like, Governor, what is about this? And, like, he just stands and gives it. And you know how many celebrity, like, Christians there have been out there that are like, well, yeah, my faith's kind of important, but I don't really talk about it. It's kind of a private thing. I don't want to. Mm-hmm. Like, Jane Fonda supposedly became a Christian. Yeah, well, that's my private world. I'm not going to talk about that. Because I don't want to talk about that. But Governor's like, well, let me turn to the book of Genesis, and I'll show you where it said right there. And I'm like, go, Gov! So anyway, yeah, so Charlie Rangel says, what would Jesus do about the debt limit? So I thought, well, I don't want to work on show prep today. That's a great question for hour number one. So Charlie Rangel will get to ask my topic. What would Jesus do about the debt limit? Because tomorrow the president's huddling up with all of these people in the White House. And he's suddenly gone Mr. Private Sector on us. Have you noticed this? He started using words this week I didn't even know were in his vocabulary. Things like hire, like as in hire workers, mm-hmm. and then he used words like small businesses. I didn't even know he could say the word small business. I thought that had been somewhere in his Harvard Law Review days, like totally expunged out of his brain. Like somebody brought a laser beam, just like in Austin Powers, and it went right across his mind. It just sucked small business right out of his head. No, he actually used the word. I'm like, wow, that's impressive. And then the killer was private sector. I'm like, you mean he doesn't think that everything happens on the government's dime? There's actually such a thing as organizations that operate over here without the government going, hey, yes, I now let you live because I bless you. And so he's calling people to the White House tomorrow to talk about the debt limit, which it's funny. He and Boehner met this week. Mr. President comes out, well, we had a great meeting. It was so successful. It was, you know, we got some things to work, but it's, you know, we're making significant progress. John Boehner comes out and goes, huh? So, anyway, what would Jesus do about the debt ceiling? Charlie Rangel wants to know what he would do about it in the meeting tomorrow. If the Republicans and the Democrats sit down at the White House on a Sunday, hey, Mr. President, should you be going to church tomorrow? I'm just asking. Wouldn't that be a better use of the time and then do this on Monday? I'm just asking. You're keeping other people from going to church. But they're going to sit down in the White House, and they're going to talk about it. And supposedly the hard bargain negotiating is going to happen tomorrow. The hard bargain. Like, what are you going to do? You're going to break John Boehner's arm? You better pass something or I mean, I know that's the Chicago in the president coming out going, yeah. I'll show you how we do things in Mayor Daley land. We just break your kneecaps. We'll see what happens. But I want to know what Jesus would do about the debt ceiling. Would he extend it? Would he keep making bigger and bigger, bigger and bigger and bigger IOUs? Or would he pay it?
What's our phone number?
877-572-8446.
Because I'd like to know what the folks out there enjoying the program would like to say about what Jesus might do about the debt ceiling.
That's what we'll talk about this
hour. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah. And then in the second hour, Jelena Bimez.
I'll need that on the screen.
You can tell I just had too long of a week. All the brain cells fried.
Dude, you've done like 14 impersonations in the top 10.
And none of them good. None of them good.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You like them.
No.
You're like telling yourself a story, and you're going,
you know what it is?
Laser beam, like, doctor.
It's Baby James. He doesn't want stories without voices in them, so I gotta do the voices. Yeah, you know, even when you're like reading The Hungry Caterpillar, you go, and then he found a green leaf, and then he felt better.
Is that an impersonation?
And then he's like, Read it again. All right.
The,
so
the best.
Yeah. So anyway, we've got a lot coming up, and I hope that you'll be with us for the full 2 hours tonight. He's Stephen Baldwin.
Hello.
And we both got haircuts this week.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
It is. We didn't even call each other.
We didn't even discuss the issue.
And then we wore like the same color shirt. That's kind of creepy. We did not coordinate, people.
Yeah.
We did not. We're not those.
But that's why we're Baldwin McCullough. Because we just...
Maybe it's why we should coordinate. Don't wear the gray charcoal tonight.
We have a natural synergy.
But we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast, 877-572-8446. You can also watch us online at TheBingeThinker.com.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Thank you.
You bust my chops for pouring Diet Coke when the TV show starts, but look who's got pepperoni pizza all up in his mouth.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So who are we and why are we here?
I could have done something really gross just then, but...
Yeah, please don't.
I didn't. It's Saturday night,
yeah.
And this is Baldwin McCullough Live.
That's us.
It's a fantastic visual experience.
Yeah.
And audible as well. Can I just quickly digress?
Please.
Driving over, I was listening to a fantastic interview with Dick Cavett. So I'm in this weird Dick Cavett mode.
And for people that don't know Dick Cavett.
Right.
He was.
A
classic TV entertainer. I remember that.
He was a talk show host and an actor. He's a great writer.
See, back in the day, those guys did it all.
Right.
If you only sang, you only got half the gig. So you wanted to sing, dance, do a talk show, have some movies. You know, Bing Crosby, he had it all. He did a little soft shoe, sang a lot, had a talk show, did some Christmas specials, made a ton of movies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you do? Well, I'm a singer.
Mm-hmm. But I just remember, you know, growing up, my dad just being so, you know, awestruck by a guy like Cavett and even Big Brother Alec, you know?
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, you know, I was like, oh, that's some really smart guy, Dick Cavett. And he is. And it was nice. He just did an interview with Mark Simone, and it was really cool. So I'm feeling like I'm going to try to be, like, smart the show. Am I kind of behaving smarter?
You're fine. You're a little bit reserved, which is kind of
yeah,
unusual.
That's what I mean. See, I'm in Dick Cavett mode.
Like, I did the seven impersonations.
See, you're dopey tonight. And I'm serious.
I'm just sleep deprived.
You're sleep deprived.
Okay, Kevin's not actually funny. He just thinks he's funnier because he's less sleep. All right, here's what happened over the weekend or into the news cycle yesterday. Charlie Rangel came out and said something to the general public about the debt ceiling, and I'm not sure I made sense of it, but I want to know what you think of it. Take a listen.
What will Jesus do? What would Jesus do this weekend? So no matter where these meetings are being held, in the back room, in the cloakroom, at the White House, there has to be some feeling that the vulnerable people in the United States of America are going to be hurt.
Didn't see that coming.
No, can the man above actually help in this debate, Governor Huckabee?
Oh, listen, here's what I want to say. Sorry, Charlie. I mean, come on. First of all, this is a guy that had trouble paying his taxes. He ought to take a lesson from Jesus and at least get the coin out of the mouth of the fish and pay his own taxes. Jesus was willing to do that. That's what Jesus would do. He'd pay his taxes. But I came up with some scripture verses that I want to just use.
Proverbs
22:7.
Here we go. Bring it, Gov.
The rich rule over the poor, and the borrower is slave to the lender. Psalm 37:21. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously.
Ouch.
Deuteronomy 15:6. For the Lord your God will bless you as he has promised, and you will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none.
That
you will rule
horrible.
Over many nations, but none will rule over you. And it goes on and on and on. I would suggest, Congressman Rangel, open your Bible, Old or New Testament. There's lots there to say. Debt is not a good thing for a country to be overwhelmed in.
So we actually have the answer. What would Jesus do?
Well, I think we kind of know that he wouldn't run up a $14 trillion debt and stick it on grandkids.
So, but should religion be part of this debate in this way?
No, I mean, I think it's a real stretch to reach out and to say that God has a particular partisan position on a policy in the government. The bigger principle is that you should not borrow what you cannot pay back. That's the problem in America. We have borrowed what we can't pay back. That is a biblical principle, and we violated that as a country.
All right, so there's the governor kind of disputing Charlie Rangel.
Gotta love Huck.
Who do you side with?
Charlie Rangel.
Or Governor Huckabee, 877-572-8446.
What does Charlie Rangel mean when he says, and there's some people that are suffering in this country that are going to be more hurting if we don't raise the debt ceiling? So what do you think he means?
He's talking about the government giving out money for people to go buy food and do other things with that... he is trying to make everyone believe will stop happening if the debt ceiling is not raised.
Right.
And that's just not true.
No.
That's just not true. Those programs will
continue
regardless.
Yeah.
But that doesn't stop. Never let the facts, Mr. Rangel, get in the way of a good polemic narrative.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. 877-572-8446. Line one, Linda. Good evening. You're on with Stevie B in KMC. Hi.
Hi. Good evening.
Good to have you here.
I still think we should go back to the old biblical way of giving 10% of what we make.
To and, God?
Well, if the White House, the people, you know, pay taxes, give 10% of their earnings instead of taxing no matter what, you know, tax for this, tax for that, and stuff like that, just give 10% of what you earn.
Oh, so you're talking about a 10% flat tax is what you're arguing for.
Yeah. 10% of the every person.
So let me ask you, Linda, because that's a great philosophical discussion about taxes, and that's a whole different subject. What do you think would be Jesus's take on the debt ceiling? Would he increase it and expand the limit on the credit card, or would he say, nope, it's time to stop spending? All right. Thank you, Linda. Appreciate it. Guys, you have to play along a little bit. You can't. It's called theater of the mind. You gotta help us fill in the blanks here. Would Jesus ask for a higher limit on the nation's credit card if it was at record amounts? Or would he say, you know what? No, we're going to have to trim our spending and get that under control. I'm curious as to your actual thoughts on that question, what Charlie Rangel asked. What would Jesus do if he was here this weekend? What would he do? 877-572-8446. Let's go to Lynn, line 3, in Quakertown, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Lynn.
Good day. How are you guys?
Good, Lynn.
We're
how
doing
are you?
Good.
I believe what I would think that Jesus would do is first tell our president to start being a better steward with our money, with his money, rather. And I would think that Jesus would love to have Governor Russ Huckabee in 2012.
Yeah, but we already know he's not going to.
I know. I'm so upset about that. No, honestly, he needs to be a better steward, and he's not. And yeah. As a nation, that would be a start for us, I would hope. Pray.
I would hope so, too. Thank you, Lynn, for the call. 877-572-8446. He threw down. Charlie Rangel, Congressman Rangel did. He said, what would Jesus do if he was here this weekend? Would he go to the meeting? Would he extend the credit card?
It just makes me wonder, too. You know, it's like, is there a part of Rangel that's just being he's playing dumb and he's just obviously he's being sarcastic?
I don't know what you're talking about, yeah. Stephen.
All right.
I don't know nothing about that.
Okay.
All I know is that I had four non-taxable rent-free apartments. Or so I thought. Donald in Fables, New York, line 2. Welcome. You're on with Stevie B and a very buzzed out Kevin McCullough tonight.
How you doing?
Good.
This Rangel, really, he has no right bringing up the Lord's name. I mean,
Donald, hold on. We're coming right back. Stay with us.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Today only, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Look at the crowd. Hey, ladies, look up here. Look at the camera and wave. Hey, hi.
You hear something?
Are you in town when...
Do you hear something? I hear a voice.
If you're in town, in New York, that is...
Is that Kevin McCullough?
Come to 46th and 7th on Saturday nights between 9 and 11 Eastern time, because that's where you can find us, and then we can say hi to you right there on the street corner. It's another beautiful... Show that shot again, Ivan. A busy, busy night. Look at all the people. Times Square.
I could have sworn I heard a voice that sounded like Kevin McCullough.
And now Stephen Baldwin's mocking us. Where should... Maybe we should go.
Let's look it coming from
over
there?
Let's look away from them. Let's not give them the satisfaction.
Wait.
It's our own man on the street. Mystery Science Theater. Kevin McCullough, Stephen Baldwin, glad you're with us. Let's go back to Donald online, too, because we had to cut him off because we ran out of time going into the break. Donald, I'm sorry about that in Fables, New York. What do you think about Charlie Rangel saying, what would Jesus do about the debt ceiling?
I don't think he has any right bringing Jesus' name into any of this. Really, I mean, this guy... I think Jesus would come down and take his house in the Bahamas, first of all, and all of that stuff. And they got all these people with these rose-colored glasses on that don't know really what's going on in the underbelly of this country. And they're listening to this Democrat and saying, oh, well, Jesus said this. This must be true. Why don't they open up their Bible like Huckabee says? What is wrong with these people? The Democrats are reaching so far to get... I mean, I don't know what they're going to do to try to pull this off, but they're all done. I mean, I hope so.
Donald, thanks for the call. After the news that came out this week, you know, you remember back, I wish we could play the replay machine, go back to 2009 in February when they were having the argument over the big stimulus bill, and the president kept saying, you got to pass it, you got to pass it, you got to pass it, we got to pass it right now. And they asked him why. He said, so that by the time 2011 rolls around, we'll have unemployment down in the sixes. Well, the new numbers came out this week,
mm-hmm.
and we're at 9.2. As high as it's been in a long time. So it is. Donald's down a little bit of the truth there. Line one, Ronnie in Arkansas. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi. No, Ronnie. Oh, how about line three? How about Phil in Ogden, Utah? Do we have line three?
Yeah, we need to pay down the debt pay it off.
So Jesus would say pay it down.
Absolutely.
Well, what would you say to Mr. Rangel if he said, well, if you say that, then you're just wanting poor people to starve in their tenements?
I think if he read his Bible, he'd find out that if you give to God, then God will, when his storehouse is filled, will take care of other people's needs.
That's interesting.
So I am not impressed.
All right, so what would Jesus do on Phil's part tonight on the debt? Not increasing the debt, I should say. Phil, thank you for the call. 877-572-8446. So I was thinking about this, Stephen, and since it's my topic, I thought it's probably good that I think about it. But, you know, the last couple of years, the economy's been up and down. Even our little media company, you know, we've had our peaks and our valleys, and we've been back and forth. And it's one of those things where I'm going, what is it about the people in the White House that don't seem to have any clue what the rest of us are living with?
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed this? They honestly don't.
Yes, I've noticed it absolutely.
They released figures last week where there are more people that are employed at the actual White House. I'm not talking about in Congress and stuff. I mean in the White House that make more than $174,000 than have ever been employed in the White House. Ever. There's like 27 staffers of the White House staff that are over $170,000. And you're going,
Is that necessary?
No wonder. Mm-hmm. No wonder they don't have a clue about what's going on out here. Because they're making that. They're living in their posh little D.C. condo. Life is good right now for people that are in the executive branch.
Well, there have been other pundits. One of them in particular has written a book about how one perception could be demonic.
Yes, I saw that. She's outselling my book, I'll say that much.
Yeah. But listen, when it comes to the difference between conservative, liberal, blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
I don't care about that. The issue of living beyond your means, I think, is just a practical. I think that we know as the people that they're doing something that we can't do and that it's going to destroy the country.
Yeah, but here's the problem. What about if I don't care what you think?
Well,
what about if I just want what I want?
And isn't that what we're kind of facing?
Well, that's kind of the point I'm getting at here.
Yeah.
Is it seems to me that the progressive liberal agenda is, I don't care what everybody else says or the opposite of my opinion, what you say. This is what needs to happen, and it's going to happen, and we're going to do it no matter what. Whatever it takes.
Yeah. All right, coming right back. He's Stevie B. I'm KMC. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is. 800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360.
833-253-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough live. There's New York City.
Those of you watching by way of television, for those of you on radio, it's just a massive humanity in Times Square tonight.
Beautiful weather, the lovely American flag flowing in the breeze.
Yes,
and it's Saturday night. Where you, Kevo? I'm having fun. Well, I love it when you're sleep deprived.
That's what just Steph says.
I got a chance to be on equal par with you when you're kind of dopey and goofy.
We'll see. We'll see how long that lasts.
But the phone banks are lit up.
Yeah, well, people have an opinion about... In fact, Ivan, just pull up that soundbite again so they can hear just the first part of it. What Charlie Rangel actually said, this was late yesterday in the news cycle. Here he goes.
What will Jesus do? What would Jesus do this weekend? So no matter where these meetings are being held, in the back room, in the cloakroom, at the White House, there has to be some feeling that the vulnerable people in the United States of America are going to be hurt.
All right, so that's 877-572-8446. What would Jesus do about the debt ceiling?
This weekend! Well, not just what would he do.
In the cloakroom!
Overall!
In the cloakroom!
This weekend!
Line one, Alan calling from Tampa, listening on WTBN. Alan, thank you for being there. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I just tuned into your show and heard what sounded like Charlie Rangel. I can't believe that he'd be fool enough to bring Jesus into the conversation, but he's been a fool for a long time.
Well, he's also gotten away from having to pay taxes like you and I do. So, I guess in some instances, Alan, these people that talk about raising the debt ceiling like it's pouring a bowl of cereal, for them it's been that way because they've. Remember, we hired a Treasury secretary that had not paid taxes in what, 10 years.
Yeah, what was his name?
Geithner. He's still there.
That's right.
He wants out, but I mean, they literally put people that hadn't paid taxes and they owed them into office. So it doesn't surprise me on some level that they're like, what debt ceiling? It's no big deal. Just flush the cash out a little bit more.
Well, the question I have is, what did you expect from a guy that doesn't have a birth certificate and doesn't have any college transcripts?
Well, I see, and that's where you and I are going to draw
a whole other can of worms.
I thought I saw the birth certificate, but thank you, Alan, for the comment. I appreciate your energy.
Can I make an announcement here tonight?
Absolutely.
Did I tell you? I'm a birther. I'm a birther. I've decided just now, just right now.
Oh, just now.
I've just decided,
Alan swayed you into the birther category.
Even though the president showed.
Stephen was right on the fence, and he was right there.
He showed the birth certificate, and now everybody's saying it's a forgery, and I think it is too. It's just obvious, isn't it?
No, I think it's real.
Come on,
Dr. Corsi disagrees with me, but I think it's real.
What other guy in his right mind would do all this kookiness like Barack Obama
to get
doing right
to get people talking about stuff that's not important? That's my strategy.
Okay,
To make the opponents look kind of kooky,
You had a busy weekend yesterday, and you're sleep deprived. I've been getting lots of rest,
and you're seeing this clearly.
And I'm bored, so I've decided I'm a birther.
That's it.
It's that simple.
Line 3, BJ in Riverside, California. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Hi. How are you tonight?
We're glad that you're here.
I was listening to your commentaries, and it brings a lot of entertainment.
Good.
And I am old enough to have seen the fool always throws up a smoke screen so he can get you to look one way while he's doing something else another way.
Yep.
Okay.
And I've never yet ever seen where when you're in debt, adding more debt is anything productive. Just call me stupid.
Wait, no. Shockingly.
It's like you see a guy in the pool and he's drowning, so you get a couple.
Give him more water. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's 40 more gallons.
But shockingly, what you've done is you've gone and you've committed the greatest faux pas. You have utilized your common sense.
Your binge thinker.
Yeah.
Oh, I have one for you guys.
Okay.
You know why there is no common sense?
Why?
All right, this is my theory. If you go up to somebody and you say, do you have common sense? They'll dig in their pocket. They'll pull all the coins out. They'll thumb through them and say, no, the U.S. Mint doesn't make it.
Thank you, BJ. Appreciate it. Let's come back to the East Coast, Far Rockaway, New York, where Victor is at line 2. Victor, welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Good day. First time. I love you guys. I just wanted to say that even if Jesus had the chance, was given the chance, these guys will still fight over, should we let him? Jesus definitely will cure all economic problems. He will definitely make everything new. But the kind of people we have in government, they will fight, and they'll have to vote, should we let Jesus solve our problems or not?
So
that's the whole...
You're right. You're dead on. And I understand what you're saying. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Victor.
877-572-8446. I think it's safe to say that I don't believe Jesus would raise the debt ceiling.
I agree with you.
And we've spent more money already in the last 2.5 years. Get your head around this, guys. Listen to me closely on this one, please, because it is really important. I talked about it in the book. No, he can't. It's over my shoulder here. You see that there. And everyone in the book, in the world needs to read that book before 2012. But here's the thing. We've spent more money already in the last 2.5 years than all of the presidents that preceded President Obama
combined had spent but over the course of their presidencies. Combined.
So what number president is he?
44? 46? So, I don't know. It's in the 40s.
Yeah. Jackie, what number is President Obama, please?
Number one.
But here's the... So 40-something times before...
Right.
If you add all what those guys spent...
With all the wars, with all the problems, you know, World War II, everything...
Barack Obama has spent all of the more than all of those guys combined.
In 2.5 years.
Now, here's the thing.
Now, you're including Obamacare in that.
I don't care who you are, what your political bent is. How do you hear that and not stop and go, well, wait a second. Is that true? And then do the research for yourself.
The hair should stand up on the back of your head when you hear that.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I put it in the book. No, he can't. Check it out. It's all there. I give you the source. Kevin McCullough, Stephen Baldwin coming back.
1140. Senior Clarity. Reverse mortgage education specialists.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Hi, iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
They call it the Concrete Canyon. If you're watching by way of FamilyNet television, that's a shot of Times Square. I guess if you're watching online, you can see it too, at TheBingeThinker.com. In fact, it's kind of convenient to watch online because then you can just, you know, sit up in bed. You don't have to have the all the lights on. You just sit there on your iPad.
Kevin, I'd like to suggest that you
get more sleep.
Do not sit up in your bed.
And watch.
And you turn off your iPad.
And watch Baldwin McCullough on my iPad. Yeah, that's probably good advice.
I sleep with those eye things now.
Really?
Even in a dark room.
You're one
room.
Of those guys.
Yeah, I I'm one of those guys now.
You didn't have it the last time we roomed together on the road.
Because they say the darker your eyes, the darker the experience your eyes have in a sleep mode.
Right.
The more
deeper you get into the REM
the more
cycles.
Whatever gets released.
Oh, endorphins or whatever?
Whatever the sleepy thing is.
The happy dolphins?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Happy.
I don't know. It's endorphins.
What's going on tonight?
Line one, Kim in Fort Lauderdale. Charlie Rangel wants to know, what would Jesus do if he was going to be in the White House this particular Sunday? What would Jesus do? Hey, Kim.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I think it's absolutely nuts that we're even bringing Jesus into this conversation.
Yeah, we didn't, but Charlie Rangel did.
Well, I think we need to get Obama those blindfolds to sleep in that Baldwin was just talking about.
And maybe get into the deeper REM cycles?
Yeah, get them going a little bit. But what really provoked me to call you guys tonight was you spoke earlier about the unemployment numbers.
Right.
And the accuracy of those numbers are not worth anything. Because the people that get cut off unemployment because the benefits run out, and then they say, oh, unemployment dropped.
Right.
They're just not getting any benefit from it.
Kim, the actual truth is, and this is undisputed, one out of every 10 workers is looking for work that they can't find, and one out of every 5 families is working as many jobs as they possibly can, and they're not able to pay the basic living bills.
And I'm one out of the 5 with both my husband and I unemployed, working whatever we can here and there to pick up money with 2 college-age kids and another one, and elderly parents to take care of.
Yeah, see, and that's the problem. And that's why this election has to be considered a serious thing. When we approach it, we've got to ask serious questions of these guys and get the best answers we can from them.
And it shouldn't even be an election. It should be goodbye, Obama.
Well, you still got to do it according to the law.
Yeah,
hey, Kim, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to line 3. Carla in Independence, Missouri. Hey, Carla.
Hi, Kevin. It's me again. I talked to you earlier about Octomom this week.
Yeah, well, good.
And hello, Stephen, too.
Hello.
I was kind of really impressed about what you said, Stephen, as far as that, like when the people are making the money, that who cares? And to me, I just think that is the way everybody is pretty selfish, and they have fallen away from we've become a godless nation, or we are becoming. And I think that's part of where the biggest problem comes from. And I believe Jesus would say, do not owe anybody anything.
Live within your means is what you're saying?
Pardon me?
Live within your means? That's what Jesus would say, live within your means. We're going to have to...
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.